Holiest One, Tablet 9, Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them, Genesis 2:1. God finished the plan of creating a complete process to accelerate the progress of reaching pure consciousness by the unit minds. And on the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made, and He rested on the seventh day from all His work which He had made, Genesis 2:2. The first six periods of the struggle to perfect the universe to bring the unaware parts to awareness were finished. Now the universe was perfectly planned and would be self-sustaining. Therefore, God could be just a witness entity of His creation. That is what is meant by He rested. The only struggle remaining for God was to bring it to the visible stage, to observe man and try to guide him more and more to understand what the purpose of man's life is. That is why the evolutionary process will continue mostly with man, because it is only man who is fully awakened and has a choice of selecting his way of living. The other things in the universe are guided by the laws, dharmas, that have been set up for them. But man is the great exception. Therefore, only when he completely understands what the laws or dharmas of the universe are and his purpose of having this life can he reach his destiny, pure consciousness. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made, Genesis 2:3. God was so pleased with His creation that when He rested and saw that it was so perfect and self-sustaining, He blessed it. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, Genesis 2:4. All the things were prepared to be created in the manifested level. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to till the ground, Genesis 2:5. Everything would be self-sustaining and would grow without any interference. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground, Genesis 2:6. The earth would be watered and sustained without interference by any being. The earth was different than what we now know. It changed to this earth later on. However, the basic laws are the same. The earth needs water to grow, but water is now more under the control of God. He gives it when He feels it should be given, and He withholds it when it is not necessary or when He does not want to give it. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, Genesis 2:7. God would form man from the dust of the ground, atom. Atom would be manifested matter. These codes as programs, forces in the ethereal state would manifest the atomic particles. From these particles, the atom would be made. Then from atom, all other things would be created. All creation has been designed according to the codes. And God said, let, stored in the ethereal level, Akasha, to be manifested later on. However, in order that these codes are manifested into life form, man, life force, or prana, is necessary. This life force, prana, is called the breath of life. It is through this pranic energy that physical manifestation, solid, liquid, luminous or heat, and aerial, can be linked to the ethereal, astral level. In the human, this link is maintained through breath. That is why when a person stops breathing, his astral body, ethereal body, spirit leaves. The soul, individual, resides in the ethereal body, and so it also leaves the body. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed, Genesis 2:8. After going through all the evolutionary steps, man will dwell on earth, Eden.